Continuing the theme of envy, which I was speaking yesterday morning, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Parvo Nirmacharanam Stam. Srimad Bhagavatam, right in the beginning, kicks out all the sub-religious principles and establishes pure devotion to Krishna as the supreme religion. At that time, Bhagavatam only condemns the envy, and it doesn't seem to be condemning anything else like kama, krodha, bhaya, moha, and all those things. Because the envy is the last anartha, which is the most fully developed version of all the other previous anarthas. So it is said, if envy is overcome, then it's like a one-stroke method. All the other previous anarthas are overcome automatically. If one can surpass envy, that's why Bhagavatam doesn't mention them at all. If one can give up envy for the Lord and envy for the devotees and envy for the non-devotees, then all the anarthas will be automatically overcome by that. That is why in the glorification of Goswamis, they are called as Nirmatsarav Pujitav. Nirmatsarav again is the same meaning, that they are free from envy. So one of the antidotes to the quality of envy is praising the Vaishnavas or glorification of the devotees. In fact, when someone tells Krishna, "Oh Krishna, your devotees are so nice, they are so glorious, they are so wonderful," then Krishna is far more pleased than when one glorifies Krishna directly. Just like when you glorify a person's beautiful dress or a beautiful new watch that he is wearing, he is very happy. He is more happy than when you glorify his body directly. Isn't it? Like you tell him, "Oh, you are wearing a beautiful safari dress, new dress, it looks so attractive. The shirt is so good on you." So he feels very nice. "Oh, this new watch is so nice on your hands." He feels very nice. You are not appreciating him directly, you are appreciating his tadiya or paraphernalia on his body. So he feels great happiness by that. In the same way, when someone heartily glorifies Krishna's devotees, "Oh Krishna, your devotees are so nice." This is exemplified by the gopis of Vrindavan themselves when they are glorifying the Govardhan. They are calling Govardhan as the supreme devotee amongst all devotees. Hantaya madriyavalam haridasavaryo yadrama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayo nayoyas paniya suyava sakandara kandamulai. So they are saying, "Oh Krishna, amongst all the devotees, Haridasa Varya." Haridas means the devotees of Krishna. Varya means the supreme. This Govardhan is the supreme amongst all your devotees. They never say, "We are the supreme." Everyone considers the gopis to be the supreme devotees. They are saying the Haridas Varya is the Govardhan. Why? Because his body is always decorated with the lotus footprints of Krishna and Balaram. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. And he is always remaining in an ecstatic, blissful state as all the hairs on his body are standing on end. So the trees on Govardhan are compared to the hairs on his body. They are all standing vertically due to a blissful state that he achieves by having Krishna's and Balaram's lotus footprints on his body. And he is serving Krishna in so many ways, through the waterfalls, in the gufas, and by giving kandamool and fruits and fresh green grass for the cows and calves. In this way, Govardhan is serving and they are glorifying. So from the gopis, glorification of Govardhan, we can take an example how the great devotees see glories even in the other devotees. Especially, it's very surprising and amazing to see gopis glorifying Govardhan as a supreme devotee. As one advances more and more, one sees the even the very minute qualities in a very magnified way. So this is actually the antidote for envy. Envy is a very deadly disease, and this disease can be overcome when one regularly takes the doses of this great medicine of praising the Vaishnavas heartily, not superficially or not genuinely, or not jokingly, or not in a mood of ridiculing others, but genuinely, from the heart, sincerely, when one glorifies other Vaishnavas, then this envy is gradually dissolved in the heart. And in this way, one can awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness in one's heart very easily. When this disease of envy is gone, one will become very healthy and nourished in one's heart. And one can glorify the holy names very nicely by then. Harinam Prabhu ki.